A phone-in program.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Hot Debate. Today's topic is, should tourism be restricted or even banned from some areas? When does tourism stop being beneficial for a community and its environment? In recent years, entry charges for tourists to access a popular city like Venice, or limiting the amount of people allowed to enter a particular site at any given time, have been discussed. In the Australian outback, tourists are no longer allowed to climb the Uluru Rock. Some tourism experts say that such measures are too extreme, as tourism is still an important source of income for many people. However, environmentalists have been stressing the negative effects of global tourism. What do you think? Ah, and here's our first caller. Miss Porter?
Yes, hi. Claire Porter from London.
Welcome, Claire. Are you affected by excessive tourism in your area?
Well, I work for the British Ecotourism Board, and I'm all for limiting tourism. I've often seen how mass tourism causes pollution and destroys the natural habitats of animals. Some species have already become endangered.
You mean tourist hotspots are already negatively affected?
Yes, absolutely. Have you seen the heaps of rubbish on London streets? In the area around Leicester Square, sometimes you can't even walk on the pavements anymore. The number of tourists is staggering. We have received many complaints from other affected communities as well. In 2019, for example, Oxford's Lord Mayor called the city a tourist hell because the infrastructure simply cannot take the amount of tourists anymore.
Really? That sounds worrying.
It does. That's why we support small B&Bs or privately run hotels. We also fund local tourism initiatives that respect the environment. If mass tourism continues to grow, our environment and our beautiful communities will be destroyed.
So, what should be done in tourist hotspots?
Well, I'd say with online booking, it would be feasible to have daily quotas at popular sites. This would still allow the tourist operators to earn their share, and the people could enjoy their visit without huge crowds.
Would you say that establishing such a system is realistic?
Yes, it is. All we need is cooperation of all stakeholders. Let's focus on preserving our beautiful sites and nature and provide the best possible experience for a reasonable number of tourists. Don't think about profits only.
Thank you, Claire. And next in line is Pete Fraser.
That's right. Hello.
Welcome, Pete. What do you think of Claire's contribution?
Honestly, not much. She's a romantic who thinks the world can be run like a museum, and she doesn't understand economics either. There will always be congestion in big cities. Why should busy tour operators have to start worrying if they might get access to a popular site for their group? Introducing even more regulations is ridiculous.
So, you're saying that tourism should not be restricted?
Yes. Many people are well off because of tourism, but now they complain about what made them rich in the first place. So sometimes a historical site will be overbooked. What's the big deal? Why don't the locals try to benefit from it and make the tourists spend more? Instead, they complain about environmental protection, noise pollution and the like. Take Venice, for example. People say it's sinking, and they blame the number of tourists. If you ask me, they should reinforce the city foundations and not waste their time moaning.
Okay, thank you, Pete. I see your point, but we also do have a responsibility toward our environment. A controversial issue indeed. Anyway, that was Pete, and now on the line...